This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. And more importantly, an important announcement to make, Scarlet Plum are on the ground. So if you know somebody with a scarlet plum tree and you have not received the word, I suggest you call a high-level executive meeting and find out why they ain't sharing with you this scarlet plum season. I want to charge you with this thought. You have a national duty to identify fruit trees in your country. Don't laugh. I know some of y'all are laughing. You have an obligation to your country, to your countrymen, to the future, to future Bahamians, to know what fruit, trees, what plants, the flora and the fauna that exists in your country for various reasons. Some people call it an agricultural survey. So if things really, really get rough, we know where we can find sources of food. Some for historical records, cultural preservation, ensuring that we can maintain as much of what is indigenous, much of what we love and value as possible. And then third, because I need Scarlet Plum. I need Scarlet Plum, and I thought we were working together. I gave you all my birthday information. Some of y'all won big. I heard the news. I don't play numbers myself. And nobody came back and compensated me. Quite frankly, I need Plum. So these are very three important reasons why I need you to go outside and open your eyes and look and see what you could see. You'd be surprised what you see, and you'd be surprised what you could do with what you see. A couple of quick notes before we start the show. I want to say blessed morning to Gambino the God. Gambino the God runs a social media small enterprise called Munnings Entertainment, where he creates a space for Bahamian artists, non-traditional artists in particular, to share and promote their music. He's been doing it for quite a while now. He's introduced me to a whole bunch of Bahamian artists, including Bram 9. Bram 9, I can play some of your music in a hot minute, but you need to check out another event that Gambino the God is organizing tomorrow, Wednesday the 24th at 8 p.m. at Studio Cafe, West Bay Street, right? And it's featuring Ja Tura, Nelia Bella, and spoken word artist Manny. Again, it starts at 8, but I would get there early. You don't want to be late. You want to get a seat that's great. Manny, I'm coming for you. I mean, I'm not coming for you. I can't afford to drive all the way. I need a visa to get out there from where I am. Y'all young people, y'all tear up the night, okay? Not the road, though. It's a long road. We ain't got time for that, but have a good time. Whatever y'all young folks be doing out there. Also, please try and pick up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian. Very important stories in it, including the headline, diesel sales stop at some stations. Petroleum retailers start action in push for margin increases. Tough day for some drivers who need diesel to make a living. But I keep telling y'all, the country relies on the efficient and the effective movement of people, goods, and services. And how are you going to do that if you ain't got no fuel in your truck? Yes. Oh boy, this is a sad, this is very sad news. Somebody told me that just now in a text that the Lakers got beaten last night. Is this correct? Nobody told me we were going to have a national day of mourning today. I didn't know. The guests in the studio, you don't have to identify yourselves. Is this true? Is this real what I'm reading?
It's real.
See, what happened, BPL is having a tree trimming exercise in my day. I don't know about other days, but today, and I didn't get to check the news before I left the house. I don't even have time for a moment of silence and condolences to the whole Bahamas Laker family, everybody who ever wear gold and purple ever in their life. We are all sad today. But in fact, we are joyous because nobody believed the Lakers would have made it that far.
It's true.
That they were able to gather up their petticoats and their pettiness and let go of Westbrook to propel them to the conference finals. Ah, Lakers. Anyway, I can talk more about that on Friday. Again, pick up a copy of today's Guardian. It's lots of important news in it. Today, we are talking with representatives from a new space in the Bahamas called Central Bank Digital Currencies. And we're going to have representatives from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit and two representatives from two of our local digital wallet providers. Now, we got a whole bunch of stuff to do today. Today, they're going to tell you how to open a digital wallet, how to put money in it, how to send money to people, how to receive money, how to pay bills. They're going to introduce you to the digital wallet. And this is very important because starting today, On the Clock and the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit are partnering in a daily giveaway. Every day for the next 4 months, we are giving away $30 in sand dollars to two lucky winners. All you have to do to win is, first of all, have a sand dollar wallet from one of our seven sand dollar wallet providers local. First step, have a sand dollar wallet. Second step, know how to use it. Third step, call into the show and answer the trivia question. And then you will, if you're correct, you will receive, we'll walk you through the process, and we will transfer you 30 sand dollars, which is just digital Bahamian dollars, 30 digital Bahamian dollars to your sand dollar wallet. Now, when it's trivia time, what you're going to do when you call in, you're going to indicate to the producer that you're calling in to answer the trivia question versus a question or comment. When you indicate to the producer that you want to participate in the giveaway, you're going to give the producer your name. You're going to give them the cell phone number attached to your digital wallet. Set up your digital wallet on your cell phone. You need the number of the cell phone that you're using. You're going to give them the name of your digital wallet provider. Joining me in studio today, we have reps from Canoe and Island Pay. So that's two out of the seven. You're also going to give the producer your sand dollar wallet address. When you create or open up your wallet, it generates or asks you to create an address. People can send you money, or you can send people money, right? So again, for the giveaway, here's what you need. You need a sand dollar wallet. We're going to start the show by telling you how to get one. Then you need to answer the question correctly. When you call in, you need to give the producer this information: your name, the cell phone number attached to your digital wallet, the name of your wallet provider, and your sand dollar wallet address. Now, do me a favor. Some of us are very, very private with our information. I understand it. But when you call in, at the very least, I need you to give the producer your name and your cell phone number before you answer the question. just in case we get disconnected somehow and you got the correct answer. Right? We need to be able to make sure, if you don't want to give the producer all of this information before you get the correct answer, we need your name and we need the cell phone number attached to your digital wallet to be able, if we get disconnected at a further point. Now, one more very important rule. Once you win, you are no longer eligible to continue playing the game. So one win, one digital wallet, one listener, one win, and you're out of the competition. I'm relying on my people to participate with integrity. We're trying to share as much, as many prizes as we can, as much money as possible across the breadth of the Bahamas. We're so happy that this is the time that we're doing it, because remember, we have the toll-free number for people who live in the Bahamas but outside of New Providence. It's 242-300-5720. I think we're going to have a good time. I'm about to introduce my guests this morning. Joining me are representatives from the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit at the Central Bank, from Island Pay, and from Canoe. Please introduce yourself, starting from my right.
Hi, good morning, Bahamas. Brett, manager in the currency department, where I head the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit at the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, sir.
Hi, good morning to everyone. Kasim Williams, the customer support manager for Island Bay.
Kasim Williams. Okay. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I am C.S. Scatterly, the public relations and communications manager for Canoe.
Awesome. Good morning. Good morning. And glad to have you here with us, with all of us. Okay, and today you're going to be talking to us about finding the right digital wallet, creating and using digital wallets, how to send and receive sand dollars from other digital wallet holders, how to pay bills and make purchases. And we're also talking to merchants and vendors about adding sand dollar as a payment option for their firms, businesses, and events. And our reps are also here to answer all of your questions. So let's start by walking our listening audience through the process of a digital wallet, from finding a selection of wallets, to confirming that your transaction was successful. And then once we've done that, I will give the audience the trivia question for the day, the first trivia question. Mr. Lashley or Ms. Adley, Mr. Williams?
Ladies first.
No, I feel the pressure now.
The chivalry comes out, I see.
So for Canoe, you would, depending on the type of phone that you have, it's either in the Google Play Store or the App Store, and you will look for the purple icon that has the white O's, and then you would download that and follow the prompts and create a Canoe account. But also, when you go and you create that account, you would need a valid email address, a valid phone number, and your first and last name. That is just level one. If you want to do more transactions of a higher level, we encourage you to get level two verified. And that would require, in addition to a valid email address and phone number, it would also, you will have a valid identification, whether that's your driver's license, your NIB card, your voter's card, or your passport. That verification process only takes a few minutes. So I recommend, just to be on the safe side, so you don't overextend your limit, because you're only at level one. You can only do up to $500. But if you do level two, you can do significantly more. So we recommend level two verification. Once you have created an account, it will give you the option when you go into cards to create a sand dollar account. Mm-hmm. So every Canoe holder has access to a sand dollar account automatically.
Okay, so I'm going to sort of become a part of the Canoe family, and then I can choose my Sand Dollar account.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, we have access. Once you become a Canoe user, you have access to Sand Dollar. I'm sure that's the case with my colleague to my left as well. So I don't know if you want to jump in and say how.
Yes, sure. With Island Pay, we're similar to Canoe in that you can go to your Google Play Store or your App Store. You look for the Island Pay app. We are going to be the colorful sound dollar. You will download that. You again have to have a valid cell phone number because as a part of the setup process, we have a two-factor authentication to ensure that customers' information is safe. Once you do that, you can finish download the app. You can get level one. Immediately through level one, you are assigned an Island Sand Dollar account, so you can right away without having to do any additional steps. You can then verify for, I guess, a level two. With that, you require the NIB card or a photo of the NIB card or the NIB letter, a valid driver's license, passport, or voter's card, and a selfie. Our verification process can take up to 48 hours, but once that's done, a customer has the full range of abilities or options within the app that they can use.
Now, that's all of the options available for your Tier 2 personal wallet, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, I only want to go to the corner store and buy cup and baggie right now, just to start with. I don't know if I'm ready for a Tier 2 wallet. But once I get a Tier 1 wallet and I practice, I get comfortable, and I'm experienced with it, can I upgrade my Tier 1 wallet to a Tier 2 wallet?
Yes, at any time.
Okay. Yeah. So let's walk back through the steps for those who are listening and want to participate in the trivia to win $30 today, right? I'm going to open up my phone. And I'm going to, if I'm on an Android, I'm going to the Play Store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm on iPhone.
That's how I feel.
I have to pull it. Look here, anyway. If I'm on the iPhone, I'm going to go to the
App Store.
Yeah. And I'm going to, now, I don't know who the wallet providers are yet. I don't know to go to Canoe. I don't know to go to Island Pay. But I do know I'm looking for Sand Dollar.
Yeah.
So when I was setting up an account last night, I can search Sand Dollar in the Google Play or App Store, right?
Mm-hmm.
I download Sand Dollar. When I download Sand Dollar gives me a page and says, select your wallet. And then it gives me the option of the 7, right?
Yes. However, if you are downloading the Sand Dollar app, so that is the black background with the gold
Sand Dollar
logo. Right now, Omni is the wallet provider activating that particular app. So if you want to download any of the others, you should download their proprietary app. So that would be the Canoe app, the Island Pay app,
right.
The Cash and Go app.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one you choose, Mobile Assist, there's the full 7 available. So right now, if you download the Sand Dollar app, you should then follow up with Omni to get that activated. Omni does not have their own proprietary app, so they are activating the Sand Dollar app.
Right. Well, at this point, I don't know anything. I just, where do I find the list? Like, where do I find a list or a link where I can then go, I say, okay, these are the 7. I like this one. I'm going to try this one. And I go to that app.
Yeah, well, certainly, you'll see that list there. You can then do your research and find out,
right,
you know, what each of these wallet providers is offering. So, you know, the same way you would do some research if you were opening a new bank account, you would do some research if you were trying to do some investing and had to choose one of the investment houses. If you're choosing a new cell phone provider, you do your research and see what's available from the local companies. You should do the same thing. Do some research and find out which of the digital wallets is right for you.
Absolutely. Anybody offers cash back? I'm looking for perks. I'm a behavior. I will be a part of your club. I like being a part of your club, but more than being a part of your club, I like the advantages to being a part of your club.
So,
any cash back?
Not cash backs per se, but we have rewards. So the more times you transact, you will get rewards. We have loyalty points. We have gift cards. So there's lots of incentives.
And this is Canoe.
Yes,
the company,
this is Canoe,
right?
Specific.
Right. Great. Awesome. No,
I know. I'm sure Island Pay has too.
Island Pay, what you have for me? I need a security feature. that will prevent from getting into my phone?
Well, again, the beautiful part about our app is that we do have a two-factor authentication, so that you still have to create a four-digit PIN to get into the app. If someone comes along, they try to log in with a different phone, what happens is there's a six-digit verification code that's going to come back to your device only. So if you see you're sitting down and all of a sudden you get a text message saying, Island Pay is requesting the six-digit verification code, then you know that someone has tried to gain access to your account. You know right away, time for me to change my code. Someone is probably trying to get into my phone. But they can't get into the app itself without having access to your phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's tied almost specifically to your device. So if someone just picks up another device and tries to use it, they can't get in.
That's awesome. Now, is there a hotline? Is there, like, each company, I'm sure, has a customer service line, right? But is there a general, like, hotline? Mr. Lashley, I panic. I have the church money on my son cash, and I lose my phone. I panic.
Yeah.
Is there a hotline I could call just to get some information to make me feel secure? Somebody will say, well, listen, this is what to do to shut down your account, or give us your information and we will begin to monitor said account.
Yeah, so each digital wallet provider obviously maintains their own customer service desk.
Yeah.
So once you choose a particular digital wallet provider, you should make sure that information is generally available within the application, or you can search them online. In most cases, they all have some physical location somewhere as well that you can, you know, speak to someone face-to-face if necessary. If for some reason you feel you need to escalate an issue, you can always reach out to the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit at the Central Bank, and that's just SDAU for Sand Dollar Adoption Unit at centralbankbahamas.com. You can shoot us an email and, you know, our team will respond and get back to you with any questions or concerns.
Immediately, right?
Immediately.
Immediately.
You know,
because the police don't care that my Grammy been inside my son cash account, man. They don't care that my Grammy been party gallivanting with canoe without me, right? And so it's that sort of immediate response that helps to build confidence.
Exactly.
We know things go wrong,
but
immediate attention suggests that it will go right faster than we think. That's great. That's great information. Okay, so let's go through this one more time. Dear listeners, we're getting ready to do the giveaway question, right? The two trivia questions today. And so the trivia question is for people who have Sand Dollar wallets enabled, right? You're going to call in. You're going to give the producer your name, phone number attached to your wallet, the name of your wallet provider, and your Sand Dollar wallet address. Now, if we don't get any winner today, I think we're just going to roll. We're going to roll over the prize, and we're giving out all of these Sand Dollars until we've given them all out. And every day, we're going to tell you how to enable your Sand Dollar wallet, right? How to become Sand Dollar enabled. And we're going to give them, Mr. Lashley, the website address, and we're going to give you contact information so people can, after the show, go online, call these agencies, and determine how to set up their wallet, especially if they need assistance. So, let's start. Open your phone. Go to the App Store or the Google Play Store.
Yes.
You're going to search Sand Dollar Apps with an S.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're going to look for... I don't want to give you all the trivia. I don't want to give you all the trivia answers. You're going to look for... You're going to search how many wallet providers are there.
There should be seven options that you can find.
And then you're going to look for them. You can explore. You can research, right? You can use social media platforms to ask other Bahamians their experiences with each app if you want before you go on. You're going to download the app. You're going to follow the instructions. It was really simple. Yeah. Enter for me. And SunCash, I set up a quick thing last night. And I'm using SunCash because I am also, and that's been one of the companies connected to a number of major festivals.
Right.
So I go on, they'd ask me for my cell phone number, and I give them the number of the cell phone that I am using to set up the app, on that phone. And then they ask me for my driver's license, they ask me for email address, they ask me to take a picture, and they they ask you to verify that the information that they captured in the picture of the cell phone address is correct. They didn't ask me to verify if this was me. So they must know. But you take the selfie. It doesn't have to be studio perfect selfie. I think it really has to come close to what's on your ID for that that match. So you're going to set it up, and they're going to give you an option. It generates a wallet address for you. And they say, do you like this? Or you can make up your own. And I made up my own. Right? It generates one. You make up your own. You press select. And then it said, we're going to need a minute to verify all of this. But by this morning, my test run worked. And the dollar was transferred. It should have transferred 25, but it'd be good with that. Transfer dollar.
You just start. Baby steps.
And it, I got a notification on my phone that I had a Sun Cash transaction. It says, that simple, people. Producer, you ready? We're going to throw these two questions out there. Because of the, we got 20 minutes left, I'm going to throw out both questions at the same time. The first two people to call in with a SanDollar account enabled, with your name, your cell phone number, and your SanDollar wallet address, give it to the producer, preferably before you get online. So in case anything happens, we could call you back if you want. Here are the first two questions. Which country was the first to implement a central bank digital currency? Which country in the Milky Way galaxy, I mean, advanced technology all throughout the universe, in the Milky Way galaxy, which country was the first to implement a central bank digital currency? That is the first question. It is for callers only. They're texters. It is for callers only. Callers only. What is the first country to implement a central bank digital currency? Second question is this. I have two digital wallet providers in studio today. Can you name the other five digital wallet providers? I have two in studio today. They may want to help you all out by whispering in company names into the mic. Who do we have in studio today?
Canoe.
Island Bay.
And for the second trivia question, the question is, who are the other five digital wallet providers? First question, first country to implement a central bank digital currency. Second question, I have two digital wallet providers in studio. Who are the other five digital wallet providers?
I'd just like to plug our website, which is a great source of information.
Yes, sir.
On SanDollar.
Yes, sir.
www.sanddollar.bs.
Absolutely. People think I just be making up these questions out. Any question I ask, the answer can be found on social media, on the interwebs, the internet, some things, and mainly Bahamian sources, right? You just ask the question. Sometimes the answer, I get a text here that says, you all have to figure out how to accommodate the texters, because the texters don't rule and they really want to participate. We will, as the competition goes on, we are investigating ways that both texters and callers can equally and equitably participate in the competition. All right, I see. I think we have somebody preparing to answer one of the questions. Now, as we wait for that, question, can I use my SanDollar account to purchase goods from another country online or while I'm in another country?
That's a great question. So keep in mind, SanDollar is Bahamian currency. So the same way you can't go and spend Bahamian cash, you know, in Target or Walmart abroad, you wouldn't be able to send or spend SanDollar with a foreign company.
Okay.
However, I think one of the things it's important to note and that callers can research or listeners can research is that, you know, within several of the applications provided by the digital wallet providers, there are other services and features and functions available. So while you may not be able to spend your sand dollar abroad, you may be able to purchase, you know, other
goods domiciled in another jurisdiction website.
Their applications. Ah. So that is something you may wish to look into.
Membership has its privileges.
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, and then beyond that, you know, I think Island Pay in particular, and maybe one or two of the others might offer you credit card services.
Yes.
You want to speak to that?
We are affiliated with MasterCard. So what happens is if you do receive funds through Sand Dollar or through the Island Pay app, you can then in turn either purchase or request a virtual MasterCard with us. That's free of charge. Or you can get a physical copy of that MasterCard that comes with your name. It's chipped. You can pin. And you can use that to do more of your online transaction or your international purchases. I have a card myself. I prefer to use that when I travel. I've used my card in Canada. We've had customers use the card in the U.S., Great Britain, Jamaica, Cuba, wherever MasterCard.
The virtual card or the...
Well, the virtual card is more so designed for your online shoppers. So individuals who just like to do their online shopping, their Amazon, their eBays, and all of that, they can just get the virtual card. Once their account is approved, they can get it instantly. It's free. And they can just use that for doing their online stuff. If they want to get a physical version of the card to shop around on the island, to take away with them when they go on cruises or shopping in the U.S., they can get that card as well.
Man, I love this. Let me tell you why. Because you're unbanked.
Right.
But even when you're banked, right, that means you don't have a bank account. I was unbanked for a long time. I can be honest with y'all, I have no shame in it. It was a personal political position, mm-hmm. right? Due to adulthood and maturity, I had to become banked, right? But even people who are banked can't necessarily access or qualify to access every service.
It's
so you're telling me now I could be in these fancy, posh places with some of my fancy, posh friends, and I could pretend like... what? I mean, because I have... See, no... I know what y'all thought. Y'all thought I was going to say I could pretend like I have good credit. No, I have good credit. And I maintain my good credit by pretending I have a credit card. But I actually do have a credit card that I have access through my Island Pay account membership.
Yeah, now let me just correct that.
Yeah.
It's a prepaid debit card.
Thank you for technical reasons. Yeah. We need to tell them it's a prepaid debit card.
Correct. And how I always sell that debit card is that with that card, you only can spend what you put on it. Right. Therefore, mm-hmm. if you do travel to the U.S. and someone decides to gain access to your card, mm-hmm. they can only remove what's on the card. You can have money still on your Island Pay wallet, and that's secured.
Right.
And so once I've depleted this to a certain amount, and I could say, listen, I need to load a bit more onto this virtual card or real card.
Right.
And I love it, Canoe. I need you to erase the ante, man. This is awesome.
It's the type of thing you want to investigate and research when you're choosing which digital wallet is right for you.
Absolutely. Now, producer, let me know when we're ready to go to, I think we've got two people on the phone line waiting to answer questions. Let me know when we're ready. And at some point, our family islanders, they are living a different experience than us in the capital, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And producer, let me know, are we ready to go? Yeah? Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's try to deal with these giveaways. And then we get back to what services you offer for family islanders who may engage in commerce differently than we do in New Providence. But let's get online. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Are you ready to answer the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Central Bank of the Bahamas was the first to implement the digital currency.
Listen, ma'am, technically the Central Bank of the Bahamas is its own country, and I'm going to give you a yes! The Commonwealth of the Bahamas was the first country in the Milky Way to launch its central bank digital Stand to be corrected as soon as ZNS updates its intergalactic files. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the Central Bank of the Bahamas is the implementing agency.
Correct.
You are absolutely correct. Thank you, ma'am. Now, you gave your information to the producer?
Yes.
Okay. The name, the cell phone number attached to the digital wallet provider.
Hey, the thing is.
Yes.
I'm just listening to it on the radio, and I intend to.
Okay. You don't watch that. Okay, you just make sure you give the producer your cell phone number.
I did.
And your name. And we. And so you need assistance setting up your Sand Dollar wallet, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, luckily for you, we have two rollover prizes from yesterday. Because the tranche started yesterday, the show started today. So we are going to accommodate you today. Once we confirm the producer has your information, you hang up, and I will call you before I leave the studio while I have my Sand Dollar people in here with me. And we can arrange to facilitate you creating a Sand Dollar account so that you can receive the $30 for participating in the competition. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your initiative, most of all. All right, producer, we have a second caller. Is the second caller also a trivia? Yes? Okay, let's go to that second caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you prepared to answer the second trivia question for the day? We already received an answer for the first. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Once, twice. All right, producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller. Okay, you speaking with the producer, that caller. Okay, this is great. we sort of anticipated this, and I love the initiative, yeah, right? And so I'm glad we have an option for them. Caller, you there yet? No? I'm going to drop this call, producer, while you're on the other one. Great. So, Family Islanders. The biggest impetus for me for Sand Dollar is understanding the changing landscape across the archipelago for commerce, for people accessing banks and banking services. Mm-hmm. And in case you didn't notice it, but there's been a drastic removal of services from the Family Islands. Far-flung islands were already receiving less banking services than the metropolis and the rest of the archipelago. So no matter how I feel personally about my money, which is a small thing, but I still have grand feelings about it, I understand that I need to be willing to allow the best solutions for everybody. And our Family Islanders, we have to stop treating them like they're second-class citizens. They deserve equal and equitable access to commerce, to services, to communication, to national development. And this has become a particularly urgent issue for Family Islanders, ensuring not just that they could engage equitably with us in Nassau, but that they could engage in commerce at all. Mm-hmm. Right? That the small vendors have equal footing with big vendors, that people are able to feminine hygiene protection. Mm-hmm. Right? For men, you can say men don't need anything, but men need everything. Right? And Sand Dollar and Central Bank Digital Currencies and the digital wallet providers and the services that they offer have created they filled a gap.
Yeah, certainly.
For our family, who are also Bahamians, who are also equal citizens, and who also deserve the best. And so for me, that's a big element. Let's go to this caller and then tell me what services you have available for our Family Island residents. Now, good morning, caller. We're on question number two. How many there are two digital wallet providers in studio with me today, Canoe and Island Pay. Can you name the other five digital wallet providers?
Mobile Assist, Cash and Go,
MoneyMax, SunCash, Omni Financial Group.
Say them again, please, sir.
Omni Financial Group, MoneyMax, SunCash, Cash & Go, and Mobile Assist.
Why, thank you, sir, very much. That is the correct answer. Absolutely correct. Producer, you have this gentleman's information? Okay, dear caller, did you call?
Yeah, I did. I wanted all both of them. That's why I called earlier. But
listen, can you give the producer your name?
I already have it memorized. This is Ciala Johnson, critical thinker.
I know, but I need the producer to take down the information for me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. No, and a particular thank you very much, C. Allen Johnson, for calling in. C. Allen is what we call digital literate.
Yeah.
He is on the cutting edge intergalactically, not just in the Bahamas, but in the world. And thank you for supporting the initiative today, C. Allen. I'm going to call on you again in the future. Thank you so much. Okay, so that's been two prizes so far. Producer, please collect Mr. C. Allen Johnson's information for the purpose of transferring him his money. Services for the Family Islands. What do y'all do? Do I get VIP seating on the ferry or on the mail boat? Can I purchase tickets for inter-island travel through your service?
Canoe, there is no separation. There is no alienation. What you get here in New Providence is what is available to you throughout the Family Islands. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Canoe is all about giving Bahamians, no matter where you are, the power to prosper and financial inclusion. And so some of the merchant services that we have, once you sign up and have a merchant account, you're automatically able to do transactions. So say, for instance, you don't have a debit card or the credit card capability. Once your customer has the Canoe app, we're able to do transactions digitally through a QR code. So that's one option. There's also through our website, our API integration, which is similar to your PayPal. So we may not have a card, a physical card like Island Pay, but if you are online and you have a website, we have an e-commerce platform that allows you to transact. So you may have a customer that's from New Zealand or the U.S. or whatever. There's no boundary in that regard once they are transacting through your online portal.
Placeholders for Bibles, right? And I could, and through Canoe, I could connect with potential customers.
Right.
Or my potential vendor.
Yes.
Because somehow these guys say they could send me the straw cheaper than I could get it from Acklands. Wow. Okay, no.
I mean, it really opens up the through digital means, you're able to open up your, what you claim to be a small business, open it up to the world. We're really taking technology and going digital, sand dollar, digital payment apps have really taken the Bahamas to the world. There's no more barrier anymore. I may never go to China, but that doesn't mean I can't do business with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Or import my Bahamian product to the world. And so I think that's the beauty of going digital. I know there's apprehension. There's always apprehension. But Canoe does its part to walk you through. And so there's also, you know, Family Island businesses, they have it, you know, because banks and stuff have closed up and it's challenging. So a lot of times, in order for them to do business on their, they come to New Providence. We don't want that barrier to be the case anymore. So you also have the option of doing business to business transactions. So your wholesaler, if you are a merchant that has goods and stuff like that, if your wholesaler is a Canoe merchant, you can order your products and do business to business transactions and have your goods come on the mailboat and however else and pay for it through Canoe.
Wow. No, I like it.
Yes. And then, you know, we all connected. So I may be in New Providence, but my Grammy might be in the Barrie Islands. I need to send her money. There are other means that they're currently using, but once you have Canoe or I guess any other digital wallet or even Sand Dollar, I can send that money
direct
to my Grammy in the Barrie Islands. Absolutely. As opposed to waiting for my cousin to go down and I got to send money
I hope my cousin remembered to give it to Grammy.
Yes.
Because my cousin owed Grammy money.
Right.
And Grammy don't care.
Right. And there's a long way to Grammy house, and cousin may stop some places before, and then Grammy don't get her full amount.
Yeah, because cousin have bills too.
Right.
And one of the land you walk. Oh, Lord, traditions.
2 points I want to follow up on. The beauty of Sand Dollar is it's interoperable. So whether you have a Canoe wallet, an Island Pay wallet, or any of the other five wallets, you will have Sand Dollar in your wallet. You can send to any other digital wallet. So there's interoperability. Then you mentioned some apprehension folks may have.
Mm-hmm.
All of the digital wallet providers are supervised and regulated by the Central Bank of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Your funds remain liquid. You can get your funds whenever you want them. Sand Dollar is instant transactions. There's no waiting. It's not like, you know, when you make a purchase with your credit card and it might take a day or two for those funds to show up. Those funds are going to show up right away. So if you load up your wallet and Grammy has her wallet and Grammy say, hey, I'm in the food store right now and I'm $10 short.
I need it.
You say, don't worry, Grammy, I got you right now. Check your phone. The Sand Dollars are there.
Yeah.
So that's a huge, advantage and selling point for why Sand Dollar works for small businesses and the family islands in particular.
This is awesome. I want to just tell people how to enable their wallets again, but before I go there, can I make a note of, is there an app on your apps, Canoe, Island Pay, the other apps, why I send the money? Like I send 500 is my, I send 400 to Grammy. I need a note to say why I send the money.
You want to send a message?
A message.
Yes.
Because you owe me this money back, Grammy. You owe me this money back. I just need a note to, but the part of the technology is that there are records, right? Just like blockchain technology. Right.
There's a permanent ledger, record of all of your transactions. So, you know, once you open up your app, you can look through your history and, if you want to see the transaction you did today, last week, last month, it will be there. And, it's great, for small businesses. Mm-hmm. That is now another tool you have or another, record you have that you can perhaps go to another institution and say, look, I know I'm a small business, but look at my transaction history. You can see this is all of my income. Over the past 6 months, I have a permanent record of it. You can see I'm bringing in a lot more than I'm spending. Perhaps now this is a tool for you to, graduate if you need to perhaps a different, more established financial institution to borrow some money. So, endless possibilities and things that Sand Dollar can do for you.
Absolutely. Last text, we're all out of time. How many of the wallet providers provide vanity payment ability so that I need to spend time providing my info to payees like paypal.me/vanity name? Is there canoe.me/vanity name? Do you mean the wallet address? Because this looks eerily similar to the wallet address. I think, they do offer that.
Yeah, I think you can speak to it. Island.
We sort of all out of time.
Customize your.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to beg y'all to send me information, right, from the companies, frequently asked questions and responses, because we have to remind people just as we go to participate in tomorrow's giveaways and the giveaways for the rest of the 4 months, go online, Google Play Store, go to the App Store, search Sand Dollar Wallet Apps. Select the wallet of your choice. Select the type of wallet you want to use. Enter your cell phone number. Enter your email. Choose your wallet address. Set up your account. And tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. for another chance to win 30 Sand Dollars from the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit and the Central Bank. Joining me today, Ms. Adley from Canoe, Mr. Williams from Island Pay, and Mr. Lashley from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit. Thank you for joining me. Mr. Lashley, I hope they're ready for you to come back to work with me tomorrow so we could do these giveaways. Dear Bahamas, have a great day. Dear participants, thank you for joining us and be prepared. Have your fingers near your phone tomorrow so you could call in and win again. Not again, but call in again and win this time. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Thanks.